Republican candidate Mitt Romney wasn't in Ohio to counter President Obama's back-to-back visits to Cincinnati and Cleveland. Instead, the Romney campaign sent a surrogate, a U.S. senator who'd been reportedly at the top of Romney's vice presidential list and is a Tea Party favorite. About 300 people gathered on the statehouse lawn to hear Florida's Marco Rubio.
The president will be here in a few minutes, not here, a few blocks away, I guess. And he's finally getting around to doing something about currency manipulation in China. Elections are funny like that. They get people to do stuff they should have done 3.5 years ago.
And Rubio said another thing Mr. Obama should have done years ago is deal with the national debt. Rubio said the president has not only not dealt with the debt as he promised, but that he's made it worse. And Rubio countered Obama's message of building on what his administration has done by saying what the president has built is a huge mountain of debt.
If we stay on the track he's placed us on, these are his numbers, not mine. These are his ideas, not the ideas I'm making up for him. The president has no, if we stay on the road that he's outlined for us now, the debt will grow to levels no people have ever seen. And the debt is just part of the problem. You know, it's just as bad as the debt, the interest on the debt.
Rubio talked up the concerns of college graduates having trouble finding jobs and workers nearing retirement watching their savings dwindle. And he noted that things may never be the same again, but said, quoting here, they can actually be better than they've ever been. But Rubio said that's only possible by returning to what he called the principles that made Americans prosperous and different, limited government and free enterprise, which Rubio said Obama doesn't understand and Romney would embrace. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.